Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Samach Vav, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches Medalas, at the second Mishnah, Halacha Ches. Hakita Yoitse Bekav Shalai, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that one who is missing a foot may go out with a kara, which is a false foot, and they have what remains of his leg. So Rabbi Meir Yosi may have forbid it, because it's not considered a adornment. And Yoshlai Beis Kibbol Katitin Tomei. He has a receptacle for tufts for his leg to rest on, it's tummy. Muchu shulay tameim midras yoytzim behem b'shabbos and shnasim behem l'azor. If he's missing both feet and walking on his knees, his smuchu, which is leather that he puts under his knees, are makabo tumas midras. He may go out with them on Shabbos, he may enter the azor, the temple courtyard with them. He says, muchu shulay tameim midras and yoytzim behem b'shabbos and shnasim behem l'azor. If he's missing both feet and cannot walk on his knees, his chair and its smuchos that which supports it are makabal to its midras. He may not go out with them on Shabbos, he may not enter the mikdash with them, they are like shoes for him. And katamin tahirin ve'en yotzim behen. And katamin, which will be explained, is considered toho, and we may not go out with it. The Gemara says, Shmu ama yotzim boi mishum sandal v'nechlasim boi la'azor. The Gemara brings from Shmuel that he may go out with a kav due to, because it's considered a shoe, and he may enter the azor with it. Rav Yanai makshav yotzin boy mishum sandal, v'hu sandal nechasin boy lazor v'enen sandal. Rav Yanai asked that he may go out with it due to it being a shoe, means it's considered a sandal, he may enter the azor with it, means it is not a shoe. Amar Rav Mana should say, ad di habes makshala al tishmu, kishas adamat misin, tzmuchi shalai tmei medrus yotzin bahem b'shabbos, nechnasin bahem b'azor. Rav Mana asked that rather than challenging Shmuel, challenge our Mishnah. His smuchu is a makabal tumas midras. He may go out with them on Shabbos, and he may enter the azor with them. Amar Rav Mana, amar sefer the lacy pliga al the shmul ki se smuchu shalai tmei midras vein yotzim behem b'shabbos vein nechnasim behem l'azor. But to answer both this question, says Rav Mana, if you resolve the beginning, the ratio with the sefer, it's not unlike shmul. His chair and his smuchu is a makabal tumas midras. He may not go out with them on Shabbos, and he may not enter the azor with them. Surely they are shoes, so he may not enter the azor. We have to say that he may not go out with them on Shabbos, lest they fall and he carry them. His smuchos are not considered shoes, because there's no concern lest they fall, because they're stuck to his knees. We say that a kav is a shoe to teach, they may go out with it on Shabbos, just like we don't decree against shoes, however it's not truly a shoe to forbid entering the azor with it. And katamin, tahirin ve'en yotzim bahem. Katamin, we said, is toho, and we may not go out with it. No, and katamin, tahirin, what is katamin, which is toho? And we have hunam katmin chamadi daida. Rabbi Yavol says it's called here a hunam katmin, which is a jester's mock donkey. And we come now to the next Mishnah, halacha test. Habonim yotzim, kasharim, ubanim elochim, azugim, boys may go out with kasharim, we'll explain, and princes may go out with bells. V'chaladam, ela shedibu chacham bariva, everything is for everyone is permitted. Chacham discussed usual cases. And the end of the Mishnah will be in the next year.